probably if I wrote it for somebody else.
And dear Alan, I hesitate to interrupt this interesting conversation here, but since we're all discussing the same problem, namely how to get a grant, it seems appropriate to answer some of the questions that are most foremost in your mind. It just so happens that a few experts have dropped in to help us. And at this moment, Mario will take over.
And I'll try and give you a full analysis of the social structure. I've been informed that I might that this isn't a particularly good idea. In terms of who's there that might be of some use to you, in African studies at least, Elliot Skinner is now pretty much taken over the advisor position. Abe Rossman is there, and in addition, let's see, there's Bob Murphy, who probably will have something to do with you if he likes you, which may not be the case, you never can tell. Dr. Harris has now taken over the reign of the first Egyptian dynasty at Columbia and has secluded himself in one of the pyramids. And in addition to that, the linguist is Hendon. The as I mentioned, Bob Murphy is now at Columbia, and he'll be there when you get back. Lambros Komitas is still there. Is that all the ethnologists? No, Stigler's an archaeologist. Bob Stigler in archaeology and Lanning in archaeology. Selecki's still here. There's a new physical anthropologist, but I'm sure she'll interest you, but she won't have much to do with you. I stand corrected. In an academic sense, of course, Alan. And I think that's about it. Is that everybody?
I don't know. There seem to be more people.
I've been told there seem to be more people. Well, Dave Smith will probably be your dissertation. I think that's just about it. Dr. Wagley is still there. And Dr. Ahrensberg and Dr. Fries are in the field.
I think you ought to give a geographic picture.
I've also been told to tell you, when you get back to the department, you may have some difficulty locating people. The map hasn't exactly changed. It's just sort of the population migrations have occurred at a rapid rate. In Dr. Selecki's old office, you'll find Bobby Maladin, which is a relief. And in Dr. Greenberg's old office is Marvin Harris. In Dr. Strong's old office is Murphy. In Dr. Vida, I forget about Pete Vida. He's back from the field also. In Dr. Fried's old office is Dr. Vida. In Dr. Wagley's old office is Dr. Hendon and Dr. Komitas. Dr. Ansberg's old office is Dr. Rossman, Dave Smith, and Shirley Gorenstein. In Dr. Harris's old office, I hope you're following me here, is Dr. Skinner, and I hope you drop in on him. If nothing else, you want to meet his secretary. And down in the basement, Dr. Selecki is still dealing with that which is down in the basement, and Dr. J is in the old room between the physical anthropology lab and the archaeology lab. Dr. Wagley is in an entire building by himself, very hard to find and get to. And the only person that seems to have remained somewhat stable, as American anthropology has remained stable, is Ruth Bunzel. She's still there. Dr. Mead is still around, but of course she's always traveling. And I think that covers everything in the department that may be of interest to you. I return you to your moderator. Who's coming back next year? Oh, Ahrensberg and Fried will be back. I don't know. I don't really know who'll be back. We're being, we're, this long discussion about who's coming back that you may know. Who?
Owen
Lynch will be back, and you've probably heard from him recently. The New Guinea Corps, the Rappaports, and Cherry Vida will be back. Waldron should be back. And that seems to be about it. By the way, I've been meaning to write to you for quite a while. This is not a new of a letter. I still intend to write, particularly, not only, but one reason being that I hope to get in an area somewhat near where you're working, and I'd like to talk to you about it. Return you to your moderator. Oh, yes, one other question. I don't know if you know I'm married. This is another thing. But does he know that? I've been told that you do. Anyway, Georgita asks about the primate situation there.
Not the two-legged ones.
Two-legged ones. I mean, they all have two.
The
primates outside of informants. If you would be able to give some information on what species or genus?
Yeah.
Genus, species, and distribution you might have in the southern Tanganyika area, because Georgita is may be doing some primate studies, okay, if we ever get there. And I return you to Mr. Kake. You want to get back?
Okay.
You're running out of time, huh?
I'm like,
say hello.
Hello, Alan.
Georgetta speaking.
I'm very mic shy. Anyhow, if you happen to see some monkeys, you might tag them or something for me. Because I have a feeling I'm going to be out there chasing langurs, which run, not langurs.
No.
What are they? Pattis monkeys.
Pattis monkeys.
Which apparently are built like and have the speed of greyhounds. And people have great doubts as to how I'm going to be able to keep up with them without scaring them off by using a line.
What linguistic information?
Oh.
You have it all written down.
Yeah,
we have some linguistic information.
Answers to your questions from Mr. Kaki, who is sitting here grinning.
Alan, we've listened to those vows together. But please let me write to you about them. With such a great audience around me, I could hardly articulate myself. Jean, would you say a few words to Alan?
Oh, Alan, I've just listened to your tape, and my opinion is that it sounds exactly like Ifugao. Everything sounds the same to me. There's absolutely no difference in those vowels.
There we are. Alan, I have one question. Michiko said that you visited the Leakeys, and I've been very curious as to what has happened to Leakeys' control over the work in Oldoway. With Tanganyikan independence, and in what way he is regarded, or maybe this is not a good question to put on tape, but how the government regards him at the moment. I have this sneaking suspicion that he may have trouble in Kenya, and I was just wondering what's going to happen to him in Tanganyika, and you might have heard something about it, because in mind influence, some things I've heard about going on here. Anyway, if you do have some information, I would enjoy hearing it at no other time than when you get back here in February. When you do, you have an open invitation to come up, and even for pay, talk at the University of Massachusetts. We probably can work out some kind of a deal, and I'd like to see you. I return you again to your sponsors.
I'm from New York, and so this is about almost two from New York.
Alan? This is the end of the recording at the Conklin's place. Mario and his wife, Georgetta, came into New Haven last night, and I had just received your tape. Something was wrong on the second side. On my machine, I was able to hear you only behind somebody else, a native person speaking. So I decided I will take the tape with me and have identify those vowels, and